Yes, the government of Japan donated a total of 1,050,000 United States dollars to support the flood victims. Basically, the support is mainly aimed at ensuring that children in particular get access to safe water and basic sanitation, safe learning spaces, and adequate protection services. These basic services will reduce the associated risks and mainly prevent an outbreak of diarrheal diseases.
Has there been any outbreak yet? Why this concern?
There has not been any outbreak yet, but as you know that the rainy season is upon us and comes with a heightened risk of diarrheal diseases. We want to ensure that we prevent diarrheal diseases. We want to make sure that we assist the communities by ensuring that they have enough provisions to prevent malnutrition, diarrheal diseases, and access to basic services that I've alluded to.
And where does UNICEF come in?
UNICEF comes in as a partner of the government of Japan. UNICEF is the recipient of the funds, but the funds are supporting a government program. UNICEF places an huge importance in partnerships, and its effort is mainly to reduce disaster risks. UNICEF will also work with the government of Zimbabwe in that we understand that the government of Zimbabwe managed to galvanize an unprecedented response, which resulted in interventions from UN agencies, donors, civil society, and indeed the general public. We mobilized these resources to support the displaced families, and this has resulted in ensuring that many lives were saved. But UNICEF did not mobilize these resources alone. UNICEF mobilized these resources through government efforts and through the support of the government of Japan.